Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you here in the next half hour. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call here this afternoon at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to get you on the radio here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. If you were listening in the last half hour, I was filling in for Pastor John Lutz on For the Cause of Christ, and he graciously allowed me to host his program today. He was otherwise occupied, had some things he had to do, and so I appreciate that opportunity. And then, of course, last week he was filling in for me in the studio here for our program. I was out at the Summit County Fair. Our church had a booth at the Summit County Fair all last week. It ran from Tuesday through Sunday, and I was out there myself every day, just about from about 11 in the morning to 11 at night. We set up actually Monday night, my wife and I, and then I was out there on Tuesday morning by 11, and same with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, I did leave earlier. I left at 6 o'clock, and a couple people from our church watched the booth, and I headed back for our Friday night Bible study, which we have every Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, my wife and I were there. I was got there again early in the morning, and she joined me a little later on, and some other people from church, and we were there all day. And left a little after 11 that night. Saturday night's usually a later night. And then Sunday, some people from our church took over and they watched it, and we had our services. And being a small church, when half of our people are out at the fair, and it leaves less to be in the services on Sunday. But that's okay, because we had a great opportunity to reach out to people and to make a difference. You know, the Bible talks about going into the hedges and the highways. And as I said, if I had some of the things, the display and all that we had, and I stood out on the road with that and in Richfield and tried to get people's attention, people look at me funny, like, what's that guy doing over there? And you know, they think I was crazy, maybe even call the police on me. But at the fair, we had people come up and talk to us, and we had a great time, and it was a real blessing, and God watched over us and kept us safe, and everything went well. The weather was good, no rainstorms. I think that's the first time I've ever been to a Summit County fair that we didn't have a big rainstorm. And I've been to a number of the fairs. Our church has been going there. This was our fifth year at the Summit County Fair with a booth. But when I was younger, back in the 1970s, as a teenager, I was in 4-H, and I used to go to the Summit County Fair, much smaller back then, of course, but I used to go there every year, rabbits, goats, sheep. I've had plants and different things there, you know, vegetables and things there, and other things that I took part in at the Summit County Fair. And I remember my sister winning the rooster crowing contest. Not that she was doing the crowing, but that we had a little banny rooster who he would not stop crowing. When he'd get started, he would just crow and crow and crow. I think he was crowing even before they took the cover off his cage, and he never stopped. He was the hands-down winner, and he just was incredible to listen to. I actually sometimes get a little tiring listening to, if you've ever grown up somewhere where you had chickens and listening to the roosters crowing. And it didn't matter. He didn't wait for dawn. He crowed any time, day or night, whenever he felt like it. But we had a great time and a real blessing. Appreciate the people who prayed for us, and appreciate people who stopped in to visit us, and also people talked about the radio program and things. So we really appreciate that. And again, let me remind you, of course, that I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And let me invite you to come out and visit us. We meet at the Richfield Brecksville Holiday Inn Express. That's located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's northwestern Summit County, and right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. In fact, in the meeting room where we meet, we can look out, see the toll booths for the turnpike. And so we're right there. And of course, we have our Friday night Bible study there tonight at 6 o'clock. And let me encourage you to come out. If you don't have anything to do tonight and you've got questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's word, and you don't have time to call the radio program today, or you want to get into a little more depth than what we can get into on the radio, or you just, for whatever reason, would like to ask the questions, you can come out tonight. That's an opportunity to do so. In fact, that Friday night Bible study is the precursor to this radio program. When we had the opportunity to go on the air with our first radio program about 13 years ago now, I believe it is, we were trying to figure out what the format would be. And our first program, of course, came on late on Sunday night. It was initially supposed to be on at 11 o'clock at night, but it for a short time, I think the first couple of months, it was actually at midnight. So I guess that technically would make it Monday morning, and it would be on at midnight for an hour until 1 in the morning. People said, what are you going to do? What if nobody calls? We actually had callers. And then a few months after that, we got into the time slot that we were initially trying for, which was 11 o'clock on Sunday night. And so we've been there ever since, 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday night, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And we've been thankful to have that time slot. And we get people that call. Believe it or not, there are people who are up at that time of night. I'm usually up at that time of night. I'm a night owl. I'm not a morning person. On Sunday morning, when my flesh wants to lay in bed and roll over and shoot the alarm clock, I have to overrule the flesh and say, no, we've got to get up, got to get ready for church, got to be in church. Besides, I'm the pastor, so I need to be there. So on Sunday nights, though, at 11 o'clock, I'm comfortable in that time slot, and we get people who call in, and we continue to do it as long as the Lord makes it possible. But then after a number of years, we had this time slot open up here on Friday afternoons for half an hour, 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and so very thankful to be able to be on the air at this time as well. And of course, this time slot here, sometimes I have things I have to do, guest radio hosts, I should say. Of course, I believe Pastor Lutz has been one of the most common ones, and then Brother James Maletti has filled in a number of times for me as well. Another good guest host. It's always a pleasure to listen to him, and we'll be having those guys on again in the future. But for today, you got me, and if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, 888-677-9673 is the number. Follow us online at facebook.com/ Live with Pastor Al. That's for our Facebook account. That's facebook.com/ Live with Pastor Al. Or you can find our webpage at livewithpastoral.com. Wanted to share something here too. When I was filling in for Pastor Lutz in the last half hour, I was sharing a passage in Psalms, and I want to read it again, actually, in Psalm 138, verse 2, where David wrote, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And I want to share that again, because I look at one of the purposes of this radio program is an opportunity to share God's word on the radio. You know, we're a small church. We don't have a huge congregation. We meet in a hotel as well. And I was telling people at the fair, they want to know where we were. And I said, well, we're in a hotel. They said, how'd you get there? I said, well, we met in a building that we rented, but the people who owned the building lost the building. And then when they lost the building, we lost a place to meet. And so with the not sure what we were going to do, we prayed about it, and we we moved into meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express on a temporary basis. And they said, how long ago was that? About 10 years ago. So we've been there meeting on a temporary basis ever since. And one of the things that we've been able to do as a result of that is when we rented a building that we had sole use of 24/7, we also had to do a lot of maintenance. We had to mow the grass. We had to plow the snow and shovel the sidewalks in the wintertime. We had to do all the sweeping and the cleaning. And the big thing was in the summertime when the temperatures were soaring and it was getting hot in the building and we turned the air conditioning on, we could see the utility bill that we paid going up. And then in the wintertime when it was cold and the wind was whistling around and you started to see your breath inside the auditorium, you turn the heat up, then again, of course, there went the utility bills going up. And as a small church, it cost a lot of money. But you know, when we moved into the hotel, we have a set amount that we pay each week that we're there, and it's a lot less than what it costs to maintain that building we were in. And, you know, we don't have to mow the grass. We don't have to shovel or plow the snow. We don't have to do any of the sweeping or anything. And it's really nice in the summertime. We had that 90-degree temperatures that we had there a couple weeks ago, which thankfully broke just before the fair came. But when we have those 90-degree temperatures, hot temperatures like that, we go over to the thermostat there in the meeting room, and we just turn on the air conditioning, and still costs us the same amount of money. And then in the wintertime, when the snow's blowing around outside, we just turn on the heat, and it still costs us the same amount of money. So what's happened with the extra money now? Well, you're looking at it if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube on our broadcast, or you're listening to it if you're listening on the radio. Having that money freed up is what allows us to be on the air. If it weren't for that, we probably would not have this Friday afternoon radio program. And we look at this, you know, we want to be able to publish God's word. Now, we're not publishing it in the sense of printing it and sending it out, but we're publishing it in the sense that we're reading God's word and we're talking about God's word on the radio. Another verse that I had shared in the last half hour also was Psalm 68 in verse 11, where it says, the Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity. But let me go to another passage here in Acts chapter 13 in verse 49, when Paul and Barnabas were out preaching the word of God. And as they preached the word of God, it says in Acts 13:49, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. And this was their desire to take the word of God. And of course, it was still being written at that time. You know, I've challenged people. I said, you know, because people talk about, oh, do you use the Old Testament? Is the Old Testament valid for or even necessary for today? You know, we're a New Testament church. All we need is the New Testament, isn't it? And I'll ask people that say that, how many New Testament scriptures did Peter use on the day of Pentecost when he preached that great sermon and thousands of people came to trust Christ as their Lord and Savior? What were the New Testament passages? Did he use the Romans Road? What verses from the New Testament did he use? And the answer is zero. He used absolutely no New Testament passages. He didn't use any gospel verses, anything from the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. He didn't use anything from Paul's writings. He didn't use anything from his own writings. All of those came much later than the day of Pentecost. You know what scriptures he used that preached a sermon that thousands of people came to trust Christ? He used the Old Testament scriptures. He used the Hebrew scriptures. That's what he used. In fact, much of his message was based on, I believe it was, Psalm 16. And so he used the Old Testament. You know, if you want to witness to people, you ought to be able to share the gospel out of the Old Testament. Peter did. God honored it. Thousands of people got saved on more than one occasion as he used Old Testament scriptures. What did Paul and Barnabas do? I read there in Acts chapter 13 and verse 49. What was the word that they were publishing? Well, they were given the word of God as God was speaking to them, but they carried with them and they proclaimed what scriptures, what New Testament scriptures were they proclaiming at this time? Well, none of them, because they weren't written yet. Or some of them might have been in the process of being written by this time. But you know what they used? They used the Old Testament scriptures. You know what Paul would do? He would go into the synagogue of the Jews, the Bible says. And there's a point in the services at the synagogue where they would bring out some of the scrolls containing the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures. That's our Old Testament. And he would open up a passage, perhaps from Isaiah 56 or 53, and he would open up a passage in the scriptures, and he would begin to expound upon those scriptures, and he would share with them Jesus Christ as the Messiah. As I said there in Isaiah 53, remember Philip the evangelist? Philip was one of the first deacons, and Philip acted as an evangelist as well. And the Spirit of God sent him to meet up with a man from Ethiopia that was returning from Jerusalem, where he had spent a good deal of money to buy a copy of the scroll of Isaiah, some of the Hebrew scriptures, and he was a believer in Jehovah, and he wanted these scriptures. And as he was returning, Philip joined him in his chariot, and he asked him about who he was reading, and he was reading there in Isaiah 53, and Philip asked him if he knew what he was reading. He said, I don't understand it. He said, how can I except some man show me? And so God calls people to help teach and expound upon the Word of God, and Philip began to expound and preached to him Jesus Christ, how Jesus was represented in Isaiah 53 as the one who was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He presented Jesus to this man as the one who had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, who was stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, the one who was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, the one whom the chastisement of our peace was upon him, the one whom with his stripes we are healed, because this is the one in whom the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. And he presented Christ to the Ethiopian eunuch. And as you read through that account there in the book of Acts, you find that the Ethiopian eunuch embraced Christ as his Savior. He put his faith in Christ, and he trusted Christ as his Savior. And what an amazing thing. You know, great, the Bible says, was the company of those that published the Word of God. Great was the company of those that published it. And Paul and Barnabas and others that traveled with him on his journeys, they published the Word of God, the Word of the Lord throughout all the region, throughout all that area, and others joined with them. And then God used holy men of old to pen these scriptures, to put them down in written form so that we can have them, and he preserved them so that you can have them today. If you've got a copy of the King James Version of the Bible, that's the Word of God preserved in the English language from the originals. That's the only Word of God, as I was saying in the last half hour on For the Cause of Christ, as I filled in for Pastor Lutz. It's the only Bible, the only version of the Bible that's made it to the moon and back. It's the only version of the Bible that's on the moon, is the King James Version on microfiche. And, you know, what a privilege to have an opportunity to be one of those publishing the Word of God by proclaiming it on the radio. We don't take this lightly, the opportunity, the freedom that we have to come on the radio, to be able to expound upon the Word of God, to teach what the Bible has to say. This is a way that we publish it. You know, our church has had opportunity on occasion to get into other rental facilities, but at the cost would be giving up one of these opportunities on the radio. And when you think about it, the church is not the facilities. The church is not the building. The church is the people that gather together, saved people called out from the world, an ecclesia, that's what it is, gathering together for the purpose of worshiping God and carrying out his work. And as we come together, we don't need a building. We could meet in the forest, in the woods, like people have in the past. Many times the persecuted church had to meet deep in the forest, hidden from the authorities. Sometimes they met in a cave. Sometimes they'd meet in a barn. But wherever it was, they would meet so that they could proclaim and publish the Word of God. And many people like Tyndale and Coverdale and Wycliffe and others down, broke from the constraints of the Roman Catholic Church and began to publish the Word of God, translated into the language of the common people, and were persecuted for that. I believe Tyndale was even turned in by a friend of his was paid off, and Tyndale then later was burnt, killed for publishing the Word of God. Well, he's in great company. Paul and his people were hounded out of towns, chased. He was stoned and left beaten and left for dead outside of Lystra. He was thrown in jail in Philippi and elsewhere, chased by crowds. But yet God protected and preserved him, and they published the Word of God around the world. And we have that opportunity around the world on the radio and on the internet. This program right now, not only going out on AM 1220, our radio station, but also going out on FM 96.9 in the Metro Cleveland area. And our Sunday night program also goes out on 1440, WHKZ, I believe it is. This is WHKW, it's WHKZ, sister station into the Warren and Youngstown area. And in the past, we've been on the air in Tampa, Florida. And it's just been a blessing and an honor to be a part of that company publishing the Word of God and broadcasting it around the world. And that's what we try to do. That's what we do in our Friday night Bible study. We try to publish the Word of God using an internet broadcast for our Bible study. If you go to our Facebook page for our home church, you can find that. And basically, all you need to do is go to our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and then you can find our page for our church, and you can click on that and listen to some of those or watch some of our programs there. And what an amazing opportunity through the radio, through the internet, to be able to proclaim and publish the Word of God. And, people make a great deal about the name of God. I had a lady who I knew she was a Jehovah's Witness. You could just tell by the questions that she was asking. She came up to our booth at the fair last week, and she was a vendor sitting, and she had been looking at us, and she came up to us and she said, "Oh, I got to look at this." And of course, our first thing, I won't go through it all. We talked about that with Pastor Lutz last week on the program. And the first one, of course, God cannot lie. Second one, God cannot change. And the third one, God cannot allow sinners into heaven. Of course, pointing the fact that in John chapter 3, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, which is heaven." So you got to be changed. God's not going to change, and we can't change the moment we say, I'll never sin again. I'll never lie again. And then 5 minutes later, we've already broken that probably multiple times. But God changes us when we put our faith in Christ, when we trust Christ as our Savior. And Romans chapter 3 says he literally puts his righteousness on us, and he adopts us into his family. He makes us his adopted child. And she said, "Oh, yes, but what's God's name?" Well, Jehovah's Witnesses get caught up on one name of God, which is Jehovah. And I said, "Jehovah." And she smiled and said, "That's right." I said, "It's also Adonai and Elohim and some other." "Oh, no, no. The real one's Jehovah." Well, I, like this verse here that we looked at here previously as well in Psalms, where he has magnified his word above his name. There's something more important than the name of Jehovah. It's the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that leads us to salvation. Have you read the Bible today? Do you go to a church where they read the Word of God? There's churches that don't even open the Bible in their services. Not just the people in the pews, but the man in the pulpit. Why don't you visit us? We'd like to have you visit us, but we're out of time today. I want to thank you for listening. Join us again next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.